Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 21, Pretoria 22, Mombela Polokwane 25.
Over in Sandton, M1 North, roadworks and restrictions towards the Grayston Drive exit and Bedford View. Slow-moving traffic N3 North on the ramp to the N12 East at Galulis.
We start at NASREC in Johannesburg, and South Africa is hosting its first G20 foreign ministers meeting. The meeting comes amid ongoing tensions between Pretoria and Washington over South Africa's land policy. Anastasia Mokgobo has more.
The strained relations between South Africa and the U.S. have led to Secretary of State Marco Rubio opting not to attend. Instead, the United States will be represented by embassy staff, Director General at the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, Zane Donga, says Pretoria is concerned that Washington did not send a more senior representative. However, he remains hopeful that both countries will have an opportunity to engage about their differences. Anastasia Mokgobo, Jacaranda FM News at NASREC.
Police have destroyed over 16,000 firearms and ammunition in an attempt to detect and permanently remove illegal firearms in circulation. The firearms were destroyed during a destruction process in Vanderbijl Park. Deputy National Police Commissioner General Tebe Hlolo Mosikidi.
It is our appeal to those that are still having firearms, the criminals, that our operations are continuing and will continue. Our Valumkoti operations will continue because we know that there are firearms that are playing a role in the illegal mining space. We will come and collect them.
Now, with 100 body cameras priced at 29,000 rand each, set to be distributed to police by April, questions about their financial impact remain. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu confirmed during a parliamentary session in response to a DA inquiry that the cameras will be deployed to help combat crime. Crime expert Willem Els, however, believes the costs cannot be justified.
It is also a tool that serves to reinstall the trust of the public into the police, because there will be accountability if this these tools are employed and governed effectively within your law enforcement fraternity.
The city of Tshwane, meanwhile, says its weekly inner-city crime operations appear to be bearing fruit. Your spokesperson, Zintle Motley.
Crime operations have continued to strengthen its arm against lawlessness as 61 illegal immigrants were nabbed on Wednesday. We are grateful to the provincial government for showing support for the city's efforts to rid the Pretoria CBD of crime.
To Durban now, and eThekwini District Management and Emergency Services says 4 people have been killed following adverse weather conditions. It's understood the victims died when a wall collapsed on them while they were sleeping. And finally, South African music sensation Tyler continues to make waves around the world, this time by featuring on the cover of British Vogue for the March 2025 issue. She is the first South African artist to grace the cover. She won a Grammy for her single Water and says she enjoyed the entire experience. I'm Chanel September, Morning News and Afrikaans at 4.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. You got those pretty eyes in your head. You know it. You got me dancing in my bed, so let me show it. You are exactly what I want. Kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you. Yeah, we're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time.